Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. Scully, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, Scully Aeromax, the gasoline that wakes up lazy motors. But first, how many of you fellows and girls have been over to your Scully service station to get your Mexican jumping beans and the fascinating Ringo Jumbo game that Chuck and Patsy have arranged to supply absolutely free to every member of their new 1940 Flight Patrol? Well, thousands of you have them right now, I know. And say, were you ever tickled so much to get anything in all your life? Aren't those jumping beans the funniest things you ever saw? And I'll bet you sure are having a pile of fun with that Ringo Jumbo game, too. The game you play with real, live, hopping, tipping Mexican jumping beans. Imagine getting all this absolutely free just because you're a member of Captain Midnight's famous Flight Patrol. Why, say, there are more ways of having fun with those amazing natural curiosities. You'll be taking them with you everywhere. It's easy to make these real imported Mexican jumping beans perform. You just put them in a warm place, over a radiator or under a light bulb, and be real quiet. And pretty soon, they'll begin doing tricks. And folks will start asking questions. And you'll be the only one that knows the answers, because it tells you right on the outside of the bag just what it is that makes these jumping beans jump. And don't forget, you get a marvelous free Ringo jumping game, too, along with your jumping beans. All the kids you know will want you to let them in on the fun with this fascinating new game. But now listen, here's all you do to get your own free bag of genuine Mexican jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game. Just drive over to your Scully service station with mother or dad tonight or tomorrow. You don't need to spend a penny. No box tops or package deals either. You simply show your Scully man your new 1940 Flight Patrol membership card, and he'll give you your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game, both of them, absolutely free. But now, don't delay. Get over there to your Scully service station the very next time you're out in the family car to get this first of the wonderful free presents for members of the 1940 Flight Patrol. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, Patsy Donovan led Chuck and Senor Pareda's nephew, Pablo, who has been nicknamed Pebbles, to the rear of the dark cave which has protected Patsy and her mother. Despite Pablo's warnings of strange disappearances in the cave, Patsy and Chuck decide to explore further. We now find them deep in the cave with torches made of pine branches. A strong wind is blowing through the eerie darkness, and the gurgling of water is heard. Listen as Patsy exclaims,
"Chuck, do you hear that?
It's the water we heard before, Patsy. Am I right, Pebbles?"
"Please, Chuck. But please, we amigos, I do not think we should go further."
"Gosh, Pebbles, we haven't gone very far yet. Hold up your torch, Chuck, and let's look around."
"Well, hold it up high, and we will give this place a once over."
"Jiminy Cricket, what do you know about this?"
Why, we're in a huge chamber. You can hardly see the ceiling. Gee, Chuck, what in the world are all those flashes up there?"
"Gosh, Patsy, I don't know. They look like flashes of fire."
"I know what that is, me amigos. It is what you call the reflections from these torches which you are holding up."
"Why, sure, that's what they are."
"Now I've got it. My eyes are getting more used to the light. Those shining points are stalactites."
"But what are stalactites, Chuck?"
"I know. I read about them in school."
"Oh, they're something like icicle pebbles hanging from the ceiling. They're made by dipping moisture."
"But they're solid, Chuck."
"Sure. The moisture has lime and other solid matter in it. And as it drips down, the solid matter remains and the water falls off. That way it keeps building or growing."
"Gosh, I could see hundreds of them. There's a great big one in the middle, see? It must hang down 15 or 20 feet."
"Gee, Pebbles, you've been around this country a lot. I should think you'd have been in here before."
"Oh, but no, but sure. My uncle, Senor Juan, he tells me not to come in this cave. He says there is a great danger here."
"Danger from what, Pebbles?"
"That I do not know, Patsy. And as Senor Juan, he does not give the explanation. All he says is that many people have come in this cave, and they have not come out."
"Oh, I remember. When Ma and I fixed our place near the mouth of this cave, Senor Pareda told us not to go any further inside."
"So that's why you did it, huh?"
"Oh, not exactly, but I was a little bit curious to see what was back here."
"Well, let's look the situation over. The smaller passageway that comes from the mouth of the cave opens into this chamber right angle. and we can turn either way.
Oh, but mi amigo, sure. You do not think of going further in this place?
Oh, just a little further to see what we can find.
Look, Chuck, down below us. Look at that water.
Oh, let's go closer.
Oh, please, mi amigo, take the steps with care. Who knows but the ground may cave in.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger of that, Devils. We're on solid rock. Here, listen.
Ooh, what a hollow sound that makes.
Sure. It would in a cave like this. All right. Come on. Let's go down to the water.
Well, I go, but I do not like this.
There's a regular lake in here. You can hardly see the other side.
Here we are. Come on, let's feel this water.
Ooh, it's really cold.
Here, take this torch and hold it lower, Patsy. There.
Oh, this water is so clear. You can see the bottom, but it is very deep.
Sure is. Why, just as clear as crystal.
Now listen, you two. You know something?
What, Chuck?
This isn't any lake. Listen to that sound.
That water, it is moving.
Why, of course it is. You are right, Chuck. It isn't a lake. It's an underground river.
That's just exactly what it is. Oh, and look out in the middle. There's a regular current there, and it's moving fast.
And if you listen carefully, the water seems to make more noise to our right.
There must be a falls or a rapid in that direction.
Look, there's a ledge along the side of the water. Let's go down in the direction the current is moving and see what we can find.
Oh, but mi amigo, I do not think you should do this. Perhaps we do not come back, and then as Captain Midnight, he will be very angry.
But gosh, Pebbles, Red wants to find another way of escape, and this might be it.
Oh, sure. I don't see what harm there is in exploring a little further. We know our way back.
Okay, mi amigos, but there must be some danger in this place, or so many people, they would not have failed to return.
Well, we'll watch our step, and we won't take any chances.
All right, let's get going. We can plow along this ledge until we come to some kind of a barrier.
Let's see. Now, how many extra torches have we got?
Well, I've got two besides the one that's burning.
I have two also.
And I've got three. Now, that'll last us for a long time.
We better start another one right now. This one is almost burned out.
Okay. Let's stop here a second.
Here. I'll hold this torch steady.
Now, this other one's starting to burn. Oh, throw that old one out into the water, Patsy.
Okay.
Oh, look how fast it goes. This current, it is very swift.
Yes. We're getting lower all the time. Come on, let's get started.
Gee, Chuck, where do you suppose all this water goes? There's an awful lot of it.
I don't know, but that's something we'll find out.
You ought to know, Pebbles. Are there any rivers around here this size?
Well, I am trying to think, mi amigos. I know this country very well, but I can't remember any such stream.
But, gee, Pebbles, this water has got to come out somewhere. I wonder...
Listen, do you hear anything?
There's a gurgling of the water.
No, no, no. There's something else.
See, Chuck, there is. I can hear it.
So do I. It's sort of a roaring sound.
Oh, stop! Stop me, amigos! You must not go further!
We now return to Ivan Shark at Senor Pareda's hacienda. Last time, you remember, Dolores Pareda agreed to produce the Pareda treasure. She slipped behind a screen, but did not reappear as she promised. Rushing forward, Gardo pulled away the screen. Listen, as Shark says...
You're right, Gardo. It seems to be gone. Fang, hurry.
You call, Master?
Yes, Fang. Come here quickly.
Yes, Master.
Where is Fury?
She is in garden, Master. She looked for Pareda's treasure.
Well, she's not going to find it there. But never mind. You stay here with us.
Yes, Master.
Well, how did this Dolores get away, Chief? All she did was go behind that screen.
She tricked us, Gardo. But she won't get away with it.
Well, she sure ain't here now.
Senorita, very clever. She go through walls.
She what?
Why, of course, Gardo. Fang understands. He has seen hundreds of secret doors and passageways.
You telling me she went out through this wall? Why, there ain't nothing here but a bookcase.
Oh? There's nothing but a bookcase? We will see. Come closer, Fang. You will help me.
Yes, Master. I look wall over.
There are certain usual ways of doing these things. And I don't imagine Senor Pareda's ancestors were very different.
Senor Pareda, often do like in Spain.
Certainly, Fang. Very logical. Now, Gardo, if you will observe closely, you will see that the wall behind the bookcase is very thick. By going to the window and looking out, you would see that the wall is much thicker than necessary.
Yeah, Chief, I guess you're right.
Whenever the walls are so thick, Gardo, there is usually a secret passageway.
Okay, Chief, but supposing there is a door here. How are you going to find it, and then how are you going to open it?
I have an idea. Fang, what do you say?
Partition of bookcases has carving, Master. There it is. We must look.
Your eyes are as keen as ever, Fang. There must be a hidden button or lever. When this is found, the problem is solved. Observe now. There is a limit to where the Senorita Pareda could have stood. When she went behind the screen, she must have stood in this spot.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Chief.
Therefore, the lever or button with which she opened the secret door must have been close to where my arm now is.
Look, Master, you see a gargoyle?
Yes, Fang, I was observing it. You will see, Gatto, that close to my hand there is a gargoyle, a carving of a face in the partition between the shelves.
Gosh, yeah, Chief. There's about 8 or 10 more along the wall, too.
Yes, Gatto. But the Senorita Dolores did not stand before the others. She stood in front of this one. You see, the figure has eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Any one of these could be used as a secret button.
You come close, Master.
Now then, I will press upon the pupil of the right eye. There. You see? Nothing happened. Now I go to the left eye, and I press upon its pupil.
Look out, Chief. Something's moving.
Master, the door opens.
So you see, Gardo. Experience combined with brains will find the answer. The whole section of the bookcase is a secret door. Slowly, silently, it opens.
Well, can you tie that? Now I see why we didn't hear nothing.
Exactly, Gatto. And inside, we will find a lever which will close the door as quietly as it opens.
Well, come on, Chief. Let's get Dolores.
Just a moment. You have an electric torch, Fang?
Yes, Master. In my pocket. Here it is.
Good. You will stand before this door. And if the Senorita Pareda should come out this way, you will catch her.
Yes, Master.
Come, Gatto. You will follow me. Be careful that you make no noise.
Okay, Chief.
Now, Gatto, we go down this stairway very quietly.
Hey, this ain't been used for years, Chief. Look at the cobwebs and dust.
Yes, and that fact will help us very much, Gatto. Now we're at the bottom of the stairway. Look, when I throw the light upon the floor.
Footprints, Chief.
Yes, Gatto, footprints. And they will lead us to where the pretty but dangerous Dolores is. Come, follow me. She will soon find out whether she can trick the great Ivan Shark.
And thus, creeping silently and stealthily forward, Ivan Shark and Gardo follow the trail of Dolores Pareda through the underground passageway beneath the old Hacienda. Where will the trail lead them? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now don't forget, your Skelly Man has a bag of genuine imported Mexican jumping beans and a fascinating new jumping bean game called Ringo Jumbo that he's waiting for you to come and get absolutely free. That is, of course, if you're a member of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. Now, in case you're not a member, you better join up real soon at your nearest Skelly service station so you can get in on all the fun and free presents to come. You can even get these free Mexican jumping beans and the Ringo Jumbo game, too, if you join right away. But in either case, better get over to see your Skelly Man right away. Say, maybe Mother or Dad would stop by there with you tonight. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Where will the strange trail in the cave lead Chuck and Patsy? Will it offer a new means of escape or another source from which they can be attacked? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy life!